Hello, and welcome. This is Mistress Candace, and it's time to take you deep, deep down. I know you're ready. It's time to get comfy. Arms to your side, legs straight out in front of you, uncrossed. Close your eyes and take in a deep, cleansing breath. I want you to imagine now that you are looking at a blackboard. On the blackboard, imagine a circle. Into the circle, we are going to place numbers. Starting with the number 10 and working backward to the number 1. With each number, after you've placed it into the circle, you will erase it and allow yourself to relax more and more deeply. Picture the blackboard now. See the circle in the middle of the blackboard. See the number 10 inside the circle, inside the blackboard. See it clearly. Erase the 10 from inside the circle and allow yourself to go down, making room for the 9 inside the circle. See the 9. Erase the 9, making room for the 8 inside the circle. See the 8. Erase the 8 and go down. 7 inside the circle. See it. See it clearly. Erase it and let go. 6 inside the circle, see it clearly. See the 6, erase the 6, making room for the 5. See the 5 clearly inside the circle. See it, erase it. Going deeper down, relaxing more as you make room for the 4 inside the circle. See the 4. Erase the 4. Making room for the 3 inside the circle. See it. See it clearly. Good. Erase the 3. Making room for the 2 inside the circle. See the 2. Erase the 2 and make room for the 1 inside the circle. See it. See the 1. Erase the 1. Let go. Good. Erase the circle and forget about the blackboard. Just go on relaxing more and more deeply as you sink ever deeper into the surface beneath you. Mind and body drifting deeper and deeper into relaxation. Deeper with each breath, deeper down you begin to sink. Deeper to the next level. Deeper down, sinking, and as you breathe in a pure, clean air. As you breathe it in, feel the air growing thicker and thicker. For within the air is an invisible vapor, a sleeping agent, a pure, clean, odorless anesthesia. Yes, and it's flowing into your lungs. Flowing into your body. Flowing all throughout your body now. It is a warm, numb, tingling feeling. And the more you breathe in, the more you want to breathe in. Yes, allow your breathing to become even deeper now, bringing in more and more of this peaceful, relaxing, tranquil feeling. And from now until the end of the session, you will relax more and more completely. With each vapor-filled breath you take, sinking ever deeper down now again to another deeper layer. So deep down, feel the ground beneath your back, looking up to a clear, blue summer sky. And in that sky, you can see your name. Your name in fluffy, white, cloud-like letters. Yes, floating effortlessly in the clear, blue, summer sky. Yes, you feel a gentle, warm breeze blow across your face. The warm wind is blowing the fluffy white cloud-like letters, blowing your name away into the blue. Your name just dissolves away. Forget about your name. Forget you even have a name. Names are not important. Just continue to listen to my voice. Allowing yourself to float, to sink, to go deeper, sinking ever deeper into relaxation, deeper down to the next level. Sinking beneath the ground, so deep now, so deep down, ready to take the final steps. You can feel gravity holding you down, your body heavy, yet safe, protected from the rest of the world in a place where no one else goes, isolated. Alone except for my voice, for my presence, for I am with you. And you are always safe with Candace. My voice always soothes you, calms you. You are safe, safe as you stand here. Beneath the ground, on the top step of a heavy wooden staircase. Extend your hand out. Touch the railing. Feel the smooth, polished wood of the railing under your hand. You are standing just 10 steps up the floor below. The stairs are curving very smoothly down, down to the floor below. And in a moment, we will walk down those stairs. And with each step down, you will allow yourself yourself to relax even more deeply. And by the time you reach the floor below, you will be deeper than you have ever gone before. Safer and deeper than ever before. Take a step down now. Down to the ninth step. Smoothly. Easily. Feel yourself going deeper now. Down to eight. Deeper still. Down to seven. Going down. Six. Five. Feel the steps beneath your feet. Four. Three. Almost there. Deeper and deeper down. Two. One. So deep into the very core of your existence. The center of your universe, you are so deep down. It's like standing in the middle of the earth. There's a door in front of you. It is a big, white, wooden door. Yes, you feel compelled, drawn to the door. Reach out. Open the door. From the room beyond, a flood of light comes streaming through. Walk into the room, into the light. Look around you. This is your room. It can be anything you want it to be. Any size, any shape, any color. You can have anything in this room. Anything you want. Add things. Remove things. Rearrange things. You can have any kind of furniture, fixtures, paintings, windows or carpets. Have whatever you want. This is your place. Your very own private inner place. Your sanctuary. You are free here. Free to create. Free of judgment. Free to be exactly who you are. Free to do whatever you will. And the light that shines in this room is your light. Feel the light all around you, shining on the beautiful things in your room, shining on you. Feel the energy in the light. Let the light flow all through your body now. Filling in through every pore in your skin. The light fills you completely. Pushes away all doubt. Pushing out all fear. Pushing out all tension. You are filled with the light. You have been cleansed. And now you can see. So look into the light now. See yourself as though you're removed from your body. You are standing in a field green. A baseball diamond. A warm, sunny day. Tossing a baseball up into the air. Catching. The day is beautiful. You can smell the fresh cut grass. But you're not alone in this baseball diamond. You can hear the sound of a man's voice saying, toss it to me. Just to hear the voice makes your heart pound inside your chest. You turn to him. You throw the ball his way. He smiles, walks up to you, tossing the ball with each step. And as he gets closer, something inside you stirs. You look at his crooked smile, his clear eyes. Handsome man by any standards. His big, strong chest. His masculine arms. His large hands. You notice the ease at which he tosses the ball up in the air. And embarrassingly, you can feel yourself grow hard in your pants just looking at this stud. Makes your dick hard, whether you understand why or not. Doesn't matter. Feels good to watch you. To watch his body. Your eyes darting down between his legs, trying to catch a glimpse. Embarrassed that you looked, aren't you? And you can't stop yourself. He notices you looking. He introduces himself as Brad and throws the ball back to you. You smile. You introduce yourself, hoping he doesn't notice your cock has grown hard in your pants. He smiles intuitively. He knows by the way you look at him that you want him. You can't stop. So handsome. And you so very, very hard. He asks you if you'd like to walk behind the bleachers. And of course, you and your hard cock can't resist. You want him. You'll go anywhere he tells you. do anything he asks. There's something inside you driving you. Of course you say yes. And as you walk towards the bleachers, you can feel the strain of your flesh pressed to the inside of your zipper. Your heart pounding in your chest with each step you can feel grow stronger. Being alone with Brown feels so perfect. And as though he had sensed what you were thinking, he turns and looks at your heart on. Boy, you're an eager boy, aren't you? Yes, of course you are. You can't keep your eyes off his cock. He notices you're staring at him. And he laughs. He wondered what you were staring at. Him. You want to touch him. You ask his permission to touch him. He extends his arm to your shoulder as he pushes you down. Pushes you down with a grin. And take his magnificent cock in your hands. You can feel yourself, the pre-cum, beginning to ooze just from touch. Your hand there fits around his massive girth. Slowly, you jack his cock. And dance. Fasten it by his foreskin, moving up and down, hiding that purple hand, and then exposing. Pre-cum starting to flow profusely from the slit. You begin to stir. His mushroom shaped hand. And he laughs. You're quite the little faggot, aren't you? Go on. Suck my big fag. I'm gonna shoot a load of cum into you. And you're going to swallow it like a gulp. So you open wide. You engulf his cock head between your lips. The taste. Fantastic. Yes, you can't wait to have his cum in your mouth. Bobbing your head. Up and down. Up and down, bobbing. Up and down his cock rapidly. As he moans with pleasure. You hope he fills your mouth with his juice. But no, he tells you to slow down. Tells you to lick his balls. And you do. tasting his musty sweat. Suck it. Take one of his balls in your mouth. It's such a big set of balls. Too big for your little sissy mouth. So lick up and down the shaft of his rigid dead taste. Ending at his cock. Sliding your tongue in and out of the slit. Your reward is his pre-cum. Take his cock in your mouth again. Yummy. Continue sucking. Come on, my sweet little bitch. Oh, yes, the driving force inside you is the need to be my slut. Sucking is your drive. Sucking and licking that deep throaty cock is the driving force within you. Suck it, slut. Come on, my little horse. Suck that big fat cock.
Suck, suck.
Come on, horse. Suck it. I know you can smell and feel. Suck dirt around you. The fresh feel it hitting the back of your throat as you go ever deeper. Yes, feel it. Hear him. Yes, you can feel his body tense. Tense as he grabs your head. Pounding his cock in and out of your mouth. You can hear him as he yells, oh, yeah. Feel his cock thrust. Feel his load shooting, spraying across the back of your throat. You can hear yourself choking as he shoots that load. Sweet, and salty love.
Yes.
Shot after shot, groan after groan, until he pulls his still, hot cup from your mouth. Grabbing his fist, he pumps it a few more times. And as he pumps, he sprays once more, right in your face, rubbing the head of his cock. You lie across the cum to spray it on your face. And then with one he shoves his cock right back into your mouth and tells you what a good queer boy you are. Telling you to clean his cock like a good little whore. Good to the last drop. Suck like a slut. And the thing is, it is good. You don't want to stop sucking him. You want to suck him forever. You want this feeling to last forever. To feel the throbbing forever. pulls it out of your mouth like you were nothing. Nothing but a dirty hole. And he tells you what a good blowjob you gave for a faggot. He tells you that tomorrow he's going to tell the other guys. And you, no, I'll do anything you want. You beg like a sissy. Beg like a girl. And promise him to suck his dick whenever he wants you to. As long as he doesn't tell the other guys. He smiles. Says he won't tell. But you're gonna have to suck him off. Every day. And his cock is so yummy. You want to suck it again now, don't you? That hunger burns within you like it does with every good little whore. But that's what you are. That's what you've always been. Dirty little cock-sucking whore. Always hungry for more. Even now. Dresses himself. He walks away. And still on your knees, you can hear the voice of a man behind you, surprised and shocked. You turn around to see a man standing there. Huge man. His pants unzipped, his huge cock hanging out. He wants his turn. You know he's been watching you. His huge cock, not even hard yet. It still hangs down about 6 inches. Your cock. Still hot. And now, you can't look away. You can't tear yourself away from that huge member. Grinning at you, he reaches down, taking his cock in his hand, looking right into your eyes. As he begins to stroke his massive meat. And it grows bigger and harder. And soon, with each stroke, as it grows larger, you can see that fat 9-inch dick as it moves closer to you. Closer and closer until his cock is so close you can smell it. Lean forward, my little whore. Open your mouth. It's a double header. But this time, as you taste, as you pump his cock with your hand, taking as much as you can in your mouth, you get to stroke yourself. Let him see what a hungry, horny cunt you really are. Yes, he doesn't need to say a word. His moaning, his groaning, yes, your cock so swollen, pumping. Pump it, my little whore. Suck and pump as hard as you can. Taste him. Taste that flesh. Tonguing that slit. Ooh, yes. One hand wrapped around his cock. holding that big, fat cock with one hand and rubbing yours with the other. Ooh, yes, show him. Show him how much you love tasting him. And the best way to show him how much you love his cock is by showing him how hard your horse cock is. And as you get harder, yes, you can feel yourself. You can feel it building, torn between sucking and moaning. Suck and moan. Yes, feel his body growing tense. Your body growing tense. You can hear him calling you names. And you like it. You love it as he calls you a whore and a slut. And you can feel him getting ready to explode. Exploding, filling your mouth with hot, yummy cum. And as he explodes inside you, you explode all over yourself. You come like a little whore. Coming and coming as you suck and suck as he empties the last few drops across your tongue. You don't even know his name, you little whore. Yes, cranking your cock in a frenzy. Would it take you not 10 seconds to shoot it all over the place? This is only the beginning of many, many more encounters. For you're my dirty little slut. You belong to Mistress Candace. Every cock you suck, you'll do it for me. And you'll like it. What's more, you're going to cream it. The taste of cum spraying across your tongue, across the back of your throat. It's going to make you pop your load in a matter of seconds. Oh, yes, my pet. You're my sweet little boy. And you love it. So let go of yourself, or your cock-sucking days have just begun. As I count from 1 to 5, this double-header isn't enough. You need more. Need more cock. With each number, you're going to feel that urge grow inside you. As I bring you up, the urge inside you is not only going to grow, it's going to turn into a need. When I reach 5, you're going to breathe in a nice, deep, cleansing breath. If you're getting ready for bed, you're going to sleep very hard. Dream cock. Dreaming of being the whore you are. If you're getting ready to start your day, every time you hear the sound of a zipper, it's going to trigger the urge inside you, the desires of which you have no control. And because it feels so good, you'll surrender to the feelings, to the urges. 1. Coming up now. Feeling nice and relaxed and drained. 2. Letting go, drifting up. 3. Halfway up, feeling the urge inside you, the cravings inside you. Triggered by the sound of a zipper, you'll have no control. 4. Up, up, you're going to breathe in deep. And 5. Breathe in nice and deep. And release. Good.
What a wonderful journey we had today. You did very well. I'm sure you're going to have a lot of wonderful adventures without me. But no matter where you go, no matter what you do, you're going to feel my presence. And it's going to make everything that much more enjoyable. So until the next time,